Hello, and welcome to the Major Gifts Fundraiser Podcast. I'm Monica Van Deventer. Let me tell you a little bit about the tribe we're building here at Major Gifts Fundraiser. We're working with people like you who want to be among the very best in this field. You want to accomplish great things. You want to challenge yourself. You want to grow, and you are up for going on a journey because you know a journey is what it takes to become the very best version of yourself. You're listening to this podcast because you know that in order to be a great fundraiser, you have to spend time thinking about how you'll be a great fundraiser. You can learn more about our new online training programs at majorgiftsfundraiser.com. And without further ado, here's Clark.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. Clark Van Deventer here from Major Gifts Fundraiser. Hope that you are having a great day. All right. Yes. All right. If you heard the last episode of the podcast, I am still hobbling around, still wearing my boot. I mean, if I'm walking at all, I have it on. Wearing my boot and crutching around as I recover from a broken ankle. I'm generally not very good at rest. I'm just not. But I am trying to do a combination of, rest and leaning in to other things. This is one of my mantras at moments like this, right? There are some things I can't do right now, but the things I can do, I can do with greater intensity. So I am leaning into some of those other things. All right, now what are those other things? All right, it's doing some creative work. This is not a topic of conversation for this podcast, but I am still working out. I go to my gym. I have a home gym that I basically go to every other day. And when I'm in my home gym, I watch programs, documentaries, and things like that on Netflix, usually about performance. And right now I am obsessed with this program, Live to 100 on Netflix. Have you seen this? I cannot recommend it highly enough. In fact, I am through the program now. It's 4 episodes. And it's so good that I'm now insisting that my family, we watch it together. Because look, live to 100, the idea is like living to 100, right? But it's really not about living to 100. It's about living a happy and healthy life. And what more important lessons could I pass on to my kids than how to live a happy and healthy life? There may be other important lessons. There may be a more important lesson, but there's not many. All right. Okay. Look, that's not what this podcast is about, right? But I can't recommend it enough. And I will just say, look, if you were to bring me into your organization, right, and I spent a day at your office, we'd be right looking at donor lists together and strategizing. And then we'd go to dinner, and on our way to dinner, this is the kind of stuff that I'd be trying to get us to talk about. All right. Today's episode is not about living to 100. It's not about living a happy and healthy life, although these are important topics. Today's episode is, we could call it creating a high touch environment. I'm not sure is the best title. It's really the art of connection, or tips and tricks for connecting with people. And this couples well with the last episode of the podcast. If you missed it, go listen to the last episode where I talk about a conversation sandwich, which is a great, great image to put in your mind. A conversation sandwich, of course, made with some really thick gratitude bread. If you're in development, if you have the title development director or director of donor relations or whatever, like there's a good chance that you already view yourself as a people person. But I am amazed at how many people ask us for basic advice on how to connect with people. And I think the conversation sandwich, like go listen to that last episode if you have not. I think it's a great tool for helping people you are in conversation with feel valued and appreciated. It invites them to, well, at first, you share a little something about yourself to make yourself vulnerable in some ways. And then you ask questions to invite that person into sharing a little bit about themselves. Look, it's just a great tool for connecting with people. And the list that I am looking at right now, I have this piece of paper that has been all folded up. This list, 30 ways to create a high touch environment, or 30 tips or tricks for connecting with people. And of course, if you want to connect with people, I would say step one is to love them. Like when I give people advice on how to be a better listener, people say, Clark, how can I be a better listener? And I say, look, if you want to be a better listener, like, what do you think good listeners do? Like, if you don't think you're a good listener and you want to be a good listener, just fake it. Just fake it. Pretend like you're a good listener. Like, what do you think good listeners do? Do you think they lean in? Do they make eye contact? Do you think they smile or nod and ask clarifying questions? Like, do that. Just pretend that you're a good listener. A great way to connect with people is to love them, to genuinely love them. And if you are meeting with someone, if you've run into someone in the lobby, or you're at the reception or whatever, and you're interacting with someone, and you know a good way to have a genuine connect with this person is to actually love them, but you don't actually love them, you don't feel that love, like, my number one piece of advice would just be fake it. Act like you love them. And this isn't about being fake. It's about, like, if you act like you love them, it's amazing how your love for them grows. It is. Okay, so that's my first bit of advice. But I've got a list that's been folded up and tucked away in my desk drawer. This is not my list. My kids picked this up. There was some church event where they somehow were given this, these 30 tips for connecting with people as a greeter or a host or whatever. And I found it in their laundry, and I looked at it, I was like, this is awesome. And it was already folded up. I put it in my desk drawer. I forgot about it. And then today I found it again. This is just good advice. This is life advice for connecting with people. This was for a church, but if you're a development officer and your nonprofit hosts events or open houses, this is good advice. If you're the president of your local Rotary, this is great advice. If you're attending Rotary, this is great advice. If you're welcoming people into your home or to your organization or wherever, this is great advice. It's like a book I have on the bookshelf over here, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Like, it's just great advice. And in development, it's great advice. Okay, so I'm gonna read some of these. I may skip a couple. I may reword a couple as I go through the list. I may elaborate on a few, but all right, here we go. Creating a high-touch environment, or 30 tips for connecting with people. Number one is love and accept yourself. Just, all right, let's just start there. Love and accept yourself, which I think actually is important, because so often with development officers, I feel like development officers are begging for meetings. They're like a weak and pathetic person. Like, oh, would you please meet with me? Oh, please meet with me. And like, if you just love and accept yourself, you have a high view of yourself, and you would believe that you're worth meeting with, and you're going to act a little bit different when you are asking for that meeting. So yeah, number one, love and accept yourself. Number two, express your love openly. Stand at the door and shake hands. Say things like, I'm so glad you're here, right? Be welcoming. Invite people in, express your love openly. Like, just, are you really glad that someone's there? Tell them you're really glad they're there. Put energy into being likable, right? Some people, I'm not a likable person. Well, all right, try to be. Put energy into being likable. Be the first to apologize. Hey, did you have some misunderstanding? Did you have a disagreement? did maybe both of you do something a little bit wrong? Be the first to apologize. Let other people save face. Let them off the hook. All right, that's number five, but it goes right with number four. Be the first to apologize. Let other people save face. Let them off the hook. And right, you're able to do that because number one, you love and accept yourself. Number six, smile a lot. Number seven, make all the friends you can. I mean, look, fundraisers are always making all the friends they can. Number eight, be transparent and authentic. I think that this is something that fundraisers struggle with. They're trying to be something. They're trying to like portray an image sometimes. Just be real. Be transparent. Be authentic. We could go into that. Number nine, lead by example. Number 10, be predictable and consistent. Yes, consistency matters. I've talked about this before, about even when you're traveling, when you're going to Denver and you email Mr. Elway and you ask him for that meeting and he turns you down and you say, but I'm going to be back in December. Could I call you then? Right. And you call in December and he says, no. Right. And you say, well, I'm going to be back in March. Can I call you then? And you call in March. Right. And he turns you down again. I'm going to be back in July. Right. And it's like at some point, it's like you're so consistent. In fact, I went to a donor's house and he introduced me to his wife and he said, I wanted to introduce you. He said to his wife, he's pointing at me. He's like gesturing to me. He's like, I want to introduce you to the most like consistent. And he didn't use the word relentless, but that was what he was like. This person was just consistent in reaching out to me. So be predictable and consistent. Number 11, never show your anger in public. It's good advice. All right, we can debate that, right? There are some things worth getting angry about. Think people, not events, right? Like, who cares about the event? Think about the one person you're connecting with. Practice the 30-30 principle. This is interesting. The most important part of an event is the 30 minutes before and the 30 minutes after. Spend time with people, right? So yeah, get to an event early, see who's still there or see who's already there and connect with those people and then hang out afterwards and connect with those people. Number 14, walk slowly through a crowd. Yes, walk slowly through a crowd. If you look like you're in a hurry to get from point A to point B, people won't stop you. If you're moving slowly, people will. By the way, on this like walk slowly through a crowd, this is totally random, but since this did come from my church, again, we go to a huge church in Alabama and I do serve on what they call the host team, where I'm just kind of like walking around and just trying to make conversation with people. Of course, I'm from California and we have moved to the South, the Tuscaloosa, home of the University of Alabama. And guys, it's crazy here. It's saturated with Alabama Crimson Tide. And I will see people like nine. It's like everyone wears the same University of Alabama polo shirt. It's like the uniform that goes with living in the South or in Tuscaloosa. But I will see people and wearing one of those shirts with an A on it. And I'll just stop them and I'll say, what does that A stand for? It's a stupid question, but they laugh and we get talking. Walk slowly through a crowd. Always be a friend to the little man, the popular come and go. Put the little man on the front row. All right, so that's number 15. Just, hey, look, at when you're at an event, look for who's lonely. Number 16, return all emails and phone calls within 24 hours. Hey, if you're a development officer, just return emails and phone calls within 24 hours. So make this a priority. You're not that busy. You're not prioritizing relationships. So return all emails and phone calls within 24 hours. Number 17, write notes. Of course, you know, I believe in that one. Right. I've been saying this for years that handwritten notes matter and handwritten notes are of increasing value. Another thing about writing notes though, And you can go back and you can listen to the donor series we did on where we interviewed major donors who had given 5, 6, and 7-figure gifts. And they talked about how these things like handwritten notes matter and crossing out Mr. and Mrs. and writing in Robin, Linda, like that matters. But it matters to the extent that the handwritten note or the crossing out the Mr. and Mrs. and writing Robin, Linda, it matters to the extent that those little acts are backed by a real and genuine relationship. These aren't like gimmicks that work. Like, they matter to the extent that they're part of they're things that are backed by a real and genuine relationship. So write notes, but develop real and genuine relationships. Number 18, reward faithfulness openly. Take time to do it. All right, I don't know what that looks like. If someone always comes to your luncheon, you have a weekly luncheon, someone always comes to, recognize them. What else do we have here? Laugh more, make everything fun. That's number 19. Number 20, don't miss significant events like births, weddings, funerals, anniversaries, graduations, achievements. Like, this is just be involved in the lives of your people. Number 21, heal the hurt when someone is wounded. Hey, this is what I've talked about before, about how major donors have said when they're like, what are the qualities they're looking for in a fundraiser, right? The fundraisers that they have deep relationships with: energy, empathy, enthusiasm, right? Empathy, heal the hurt when someone is wounded. Tangents. Bill Clinton, man, Bill Clinton was so good at empathy. Forget politics. I don't care what your politics are. He was just good at empathy. I feel your pain. Okay, what else do I have here? Number 22, give others credit and accept none. All right, Ronald Reagan, again, politics. This is what he gave his staff. I think the first year he was president, he gave them all a little thing. There's no limit to what we can accomplish if we don't mind who gets the credit. Connect. Okay, number 23, connect people with other people. And I think this is a really valuable thing to do. At receptions, at cocktail parties, receptions, it's just at receptions, in the church lobby, right? Like, look for people to, just be that connector, connect people. Because relationships are stronger when there's lots of tentacles, right? For me, if I give to your organization and I only know you, there's just one tentacle. But if I know 4 people at your organization, it's a much stronger relationship. And if I know other donors, a much stronger relationship. And if I know graduates, it's a much stronger relationship. Remember names. Work hard at remembering names. And that could be a whole different podcast episode on tips and tricks for remembering names. But if you don't tell me you're not good at it, and like, that's bad self-talk. And it's like you accepting I'm not good at it. Work at it. Commit to remembering names. Number 25, focus on their interest. Ask questions. All right, you guys know I'm a big believer in that. Number 26, let them know you need them. Right? Hey, how are our donors supposed to know they matter if we don't tell them that they matter? How do we know that? How will they know that we need them if we don't tell them? So yeah, let them know you need them. 27, value people. If you don't value, oh, this is so good. This is so good. Are you ready for this? Number 27, value people. If you don't value them, you will manipulate them. Manipulation is moving them for your advantage. See them as a person to be loved. This is so good. Right. This is like us as fundraisers. We are not just trying to figure out the right numbers to punch into the ATM so the ATM machine will spit out cash. Like, these tactics work. The stuff that we talk about in peak performance fundraising and the noble call of fundraising and all of our programs and the different systems that we coach our clients through, it works. So that you have to guard your integrity so much. And you have to value people, because if you don't value them, you will manipulate them. Number 28. I like this. Follow the 101% principle. Find the 1% that you agree on and give it 100% of your effort. That's just good life advice. Find common ground. Our society, our culture, we need this. We need this, right? We live in such a divisive environment these days. Find the 1% you agree on and give it 100% of your focus. Number 29 is follow the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. All right. And number 30, I love that it ends with this. Seek out resources to help you grow in your relationship skills. Like, are you seeking out resources to get better? Are you seeking out resources to get better at remembering names and get better at listening? And hey, and you're listening to this podcast, so obviously I should give you props for seeking out resources, and I should thank you for trusting me and for giving me the opportunity to speak into your life. Hey, if you've ever emailed me asking you for a resource, you'll know, because you can attest to this, right? You've probably got an email back from me, and it's one that I wrote out just for you, right? Because we don't automate this stuff, because the automations are great for systems, but they're terrible for building relationships, and I want relationships. And so it's a terrible system to have me email every single person who emails us asking for a resource. If the goal is to get my resources out to a million people, but if I want to have real and genuine relationships with the people I'm coaching, it's a great strategy. All right. Hey, but what I was going to say is, if you've ever gotten one of these emails from me, you've probably read my words when I said, like, thank you. And I'm saying it again to those of you who are listening to this podcast. Thank you for trusting me, and thank you for giving me the honor to speak into your life through the podcast. All right, that is all I've got for you today. Hey, I shared this in the last episode of the podcast at the very end, and I'm sharing it again. All right, because, and I'm going to talk about this for a while, because I know you have to hear things more than once before you really hear them. and then I know that by the time you hear it and you want to do something, it takes time to get things approved, right? If you want to spend money on something, if you want to invest your time and resources in something, it takes time to pull all that off. And in January, we are going to be launching some cohorts, some new sections of our group coaching, along with our awesome, if I'm not willing to say it's awesome, what does that say? It's awesome. Our program, Peak Performance Fundraising, it's the best. It's amazing. All right. So you can get enrolled in Peak Performance Fundraising, and you can add on to that individual or group coaching. But if you want to jump into a group coaching cohort, there are windows of opportunity to do that. They're not all, you can't just sign up one day and start a group coaching cohort the next. So January is going to be a time that we are launching another section of group coaching cohorts. So if you are interested in learning more about those, go to majorgiftsfundraiser.com. Look for the services tab, scroll down to the option for one-on-one and group coaching, or you can always email me. The email is clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. Hey, we have a new website. I'd also just appreciate it if you look at it and tell me what you think. Tell me what you think's missing, or what you don't like about it, or where you're getting lost. Hey, of course, you can start one-on-one coaching with me anytime. We just have to figure out how to schedule it, working into both of our lives. Most of my one-on-one coaching calls now, we're actually only meeting by Zoom once a month, or maybe twice a month. And we will typically have an email check-in maybe once or twice a week. And there may be a text once or twice, a little text back and forth once or twice a week. like this past week, I was prepared to get on a call with a client. He's a college president, and he just wrapped up some board meetings. And I emailed him about 3 hours before our scheduled call. And I was like, look, if there's anything that you would like to immediately talk about following these meetings, or if there's anything coming up in the next week that you want my immediate input on before you have those meetings, let's get on this call. But if there's nothing immediately pressing, and I gave him 4 action items. And I basically said, look, skip talking to me. Do these things. Take the hour that you would have spent talking to me and do these things. Right? Like, now we have to talk often enough for me to know what those 4 things are. Right? Like, if I never talked to him, I wouldn't know what those 4 things are for him in his life right now. But honestly, for me, there comes a point where I say, look, I'm not giving you any more advice until you do the stuff I've already given you to do. And I say this in love. Like, I really like this person, right? I genuinely care about this person I am coaching. All right, for the group coaching cohort that will start in January. All right, I know this is a while out, but I'm just putting it on your radar. Think about it. If you're interested in learning more, again, majorgiftsfundraiser.com. Or email me at clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. All right, that is all I've got for you today. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for giving me the honor and the privilege of speaking into your life, not just your work, but into your life through the podcast. All right, that's it. Have a great day.
Hey, Monica here. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast and getting some great bits of information from each episode. I want to take just a minute and talk with you about how you can work with Clark as your development coach, or as he likes to put it, your mountain guide. If you were going to trek into the mountains, you may hire a mountain guide. If it's a big mountain and you don't know the terrain and you don't have experience in those parts, you certainly should have a guide. So when it comes to nonprofit development and major gifts fundraising, Clark can be that guide. He has been in these mountains before. He has over 20 years of experience and has raised millions of dollars for all different types of organizations. He knows what to expect. He's seen a lot. He knows the terrain. And like a mountain guide, he can help you. He can't take the steps for you, but he can take them with you. He has a map. He has a plan. He knows the weather. He can be your guide. So if you're looking for a coach to help take you to new heights, we're here to help. We can put together a custom coaching package that works for you. For more information, reach out to me on email at monica@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, @majorgiftsfundraiser.com.